Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to part 4 of our 2015 AVN Awards Nomination Podcast Series. I'm going to try and get into this quicker this time. If you want to know what we're doing, go back to part 1 and listen. Basically, it's a series of podcasts we do every year. This is year number 4, where we go over the list of nominations for the AVN Awards this year 2015. And we go over a little bit about the process, the nominees, maybe discuss some important topics as we go. I will get into some details as we go, but basically go back to part one if you're just tuning in so you can hear the basics. Before we get started, there's an issue that I do want to talk about. I posted a news item up on RogReviews.com, and before we get to any of the possibly affected categories, I wanted to see if you guys want to give me some feedback. I put it up on social media a little bit, and I got some feedback already, but I want to throw it out to you guys in case it is a topic that we want to discuss. The story is up in the news section on RogReviews.com. Headline, trans performer Chelsea Poe gains support to end the use of the term shemale in adult marketing. So basically there is a petition that Chelsea Poe, a transgendered performer, has put up that Chelsea would like the phrase shemale to be dropped. The quote here, the majority of trans women and trans performers don't ID as shemale nor never have. This is a term that we have been subjected to whether we are in porn or not. I believe changing the term could bring a positive change to trans representation, potentially bringing more trans women to these sites as customers as well. So my question to you, obviously adult movies use the term shemale, he, she, tranny, trans, TS, all different kinds to identify transgender performers. Chelsea would like that dropped. What do you guys think? I'm a little up in the air, and I'm really curious to see what you guys think. I did pose the question on Facebook and got a couple of interesting comments. Houston Don said, somehow I doubt she'd prefer the term man instead, which is kind of a humorous little nod to the pronoun police, who certainly had run-ins with me and with Don over the years. Kelly Shibari, who is a nominee in the BBW category, a publicist, advocate, all-around kind of amazing person. She said, it's a difficult task. The reasons why companies use certain words is for SEO and such. From a supportive point of view, I completely understand, but until consumers stop using the word to find TS/TG porn, you know. And I think that's really an interesting thing. She also goes on later to say, it's the same rationale that I, Kelly, have used to explain Rodney Moore's Whale Watchers series. Sometimes it's not personal, sometimes it's just business. And I think that may be something to consider. Are they using that phrase to be derogatory? Are they using that phrase because that's how the audience searches for them? And even if that is how the audience searches for them, is that okay? Certainly, we're going to run into some series and some titles down the line that do deal with transgender that use shemale and probably more offensive terms. So we should talk about this before we get there. And as we do, if we remove the phrase shemale because performers don't like it, what about things like whale watchers? Do BBWs like being called fat? Do Asian girls like titles like Me Love You Long Time? What about ghetto booty? There's certainly a lot of phrases used in porn that are offensive. And at what point is it marketing? At what point is the audience playing into that, and what responsibility does the audience have? Mike Coolidge also pointed out that Chloe has only been in 4 movies, and 2 of the 4 were called shemale strokers. If she is so opposed to the term, I suggest she turn down work if she finds it offensive, which I think is a really good point that Mike makes. One problem, of course, is you don't always know the title of the movie you're going to be in. So I think that's... It's a good point, though. And Kelly's final point, I think porn, like any other entertainment genre, is ego-based. Most performers, male and female, take a little too much business stuff personally. Trying to explain the difference to a 20-something is hard. Yeah, I think what I want to do here is open it up and see what we think. So as I go down and read some of the categories, keep that in mind. and just sort of see what we think. Today's show is not sponsored. Sponsorship is still available. I'm still doing $5. You want to PayPal me $5, you get to be the sponsor. I will mention whatever site you like, big site, small site. If we can start selling out at $5, maybe we can up it a little bit, and maybe I'll start doing these more regularly. By the way, the drinking game is still in effect. I am going to you guys right into an alcoholic stupor if you're not careful. Let's go ahead and get started. If you want to click over onto AVN.com, go to their AVN Awards page. Up at the top left, you'll see nominees. We're about 5 or 6 categories down on the list of nominees. And just really quickly, for those of you who are too lazy to go back to number one, however many nominees there are in a category, we have to rank them 1 through 10, 12, 15 in order. It is a weighted voting scale, so how I vote for 3rd place versus 7th place does matter. I generally only vote in categories where I've seen everything. There'll be a few exceptions, and I will talk about that. I will pass on some categories. I will give you a list. I will not give you my entire ballot. Usually I won't even give you my top because I don't want to give that away. I want to kind of keep it still a little bit sacred, but I usually give you 2 or 3 at the top. Also, I may give you some picks. Here's an idea, and I may need some help on this project. What if we did sort of a scorecard? People you think are going to win, sort of like the Oscar pool or a football pool. It would take a little bit. Maybe we could only do maybe 20 or 30 categories, or even 10. But maybe we could do something and do sort of a prize package. Someone wants to think about that. Someone want to drop Natalie Dawn an email, see if she wants to put together another contest. That could be a lot of fun, actually. So that's something to think about. But I will give you sort of my who I think is going to win sometimes. All right. So our first category today is Best Anal Release. So this is the best single title anal movie. On this list, Anal Candy Disco Chicks, which is a Bonnie Rotten movie from Mental Beauty, Anal Fanatic 6 from Elegant Angel, Anal Inferno 3, Mike Adriano, Anal POV Style from Hard X, Ass Factor 5, Ass Worship 15 from Jules Jordan Video, that's a tremendous series, has been for a long time, Babysit My Ass 3, Joey Silvera Breaking Asses from Come Louder, DP Me from Hard X, James Dean Loves Butts, James Dean, listed now as Girlfriends. He recently switched over from Evil Angel over to Girlfriends. My Sister's First Anal from Digital Sin. Screaming Assgasms 2. Teens Love Anal from Brazzers. Young Sodomy, Teen Erotica, and Yoga Butt Sluts. Some good titles here, honestly. Ass Worship 15 is a great release from a great series. One of the best series in recent memory. The DP Me movie from Hard X was excellent. I just reviewed Teens Love Anal. That's going to go up the next day or two on rogerviews.com. The scenes are a couple years old, is the thing there. They were I was putting up links and noticed they were all from 2013. So I wonder sometimes with these movies that were released online first, how we really consider them. And is this a compilation? That's something that's come up. What constitutes a compilation? In the old days, you had a movie that came out, and if you, for example, the DVD that I got that I'm currently reviewing, Asa Akira, it's called Evil Angels Asa Akira. It's a collection of scenes from Asa Akira that they pulled from other movies that have already been released. That's clearly a compilation. But what about something that comes from scenes that were online? If they've never been on DVD before, is that a compilation or is that just a collection of web scenes? That's what I think is interesting. So, and then Teens Love Anal, I don't know if the scenes have been in other movies. I can tell you this, if you get a chance to pick up that DVD, buy it. And if you really want to, click on the DVD Empire or the Hot Movies links on rogerviews.com, and you'll support our advertisers. But that's a really good movie. The Valentina Nappi scene in that one is absolutely fantastic. And then Alexis Monroe as well, a nice DP scene as a country star with a great ass. So of the ones I've seen, honestly, I think that Ass Worship 15 is pretty perfect. Teens Love Anal would be another one. Best Anal Series. Angelic Asses from Devil's Films, Ass Factory from The Ass Factory, Jules Jordan, Assed Out, North Pole, Babysit My Ass, Joey Silvera, Big Butts Like It Big, and Big Wet Butts from Brazzers, DP My Wife With Me from Reality Junkies, Evil Anal, Manuel Ferrara, Evil Angel, Inside Her Ass, also Evil Angel, Let's Try Anal from Mofos, The Leywood Anal Hazing Crew from Leywood Evil Angel, Mr. Anal from Bang Productions, Put It In Her Ass, Reality Kings, Teen Anal from Teen Erotic Juicy, and Wet Asses from Jules Jordan Video. Wow. This is a tough category. Wet Asses is really good. The Leywood Anal Hazing Crew, I like that series a lot. Evil Anal from Manuel Ferrara is very good. DP My Wife With Me from Reality Junkies is a great series. It's interesting because that one adds kind of the fantasy aspect to it. It's not just sort of gonzo porn. It's got the whole hot wife sharing DP sort of fantasy thing going for it that I really like. Both Big Wet Butts and Big Butts Like It Big from Brazzers are good. Babysit My Ass from Joey Silvera. That's a really odd series. I like it, but sometimes it's just a little bit too weird. So all those are good titles. I don't know what I would pick at this point. I need to take a look at the Mr. Anal series from Bang Productions. I haven't seen that one yet. And then I don't remember Teen Anal from Teen Erotica either. So I'll have to look at those when they come in. Did get another box. We talked in podcast one, about companies going to just digital for screeners and how that doesn't really work very well. The Hard X and Reality Junkies Mile High, I got all those screeners in today that came just disc only, no clamshells. So, and that was a big stack of discs. So that's, I guess, one way of cost cutting that wouldn't include just going to strictly online. So I really appreciated that. Some really great titles there that I'll be going through in the next couple days. The next category is tough. Best anal sex scene. I said in the first one, I'll reiterate, I think, and I think you guys will, if you manage to make it through all 12 or 20 or however many of these things we do, you realize how tedious this list can get. There's so many categories and so many nominees, so much stuff. Then think about what the people at AVN had to do to narrow it down to these 5, 10, 20 nominees. It's pretty amazing. And sometimes I think it's hit and miss. You know, pick the best anal scene you've seen this year. I think most porn fans would have a hard time. I know most critics would, unless they keep copious notes. Copious? Meticulous. Copious is the wrong word, man. Meticulous notes. In which case, perhaps, you know, I know sometimes I try and key myself so I can go back and search and, you know, look for best of the year, because I'll kind of tag them that way. But in this case, Allie from Hard X, from Allie Hayes and Lexington Steel. That one was great. I remember that scene. It was Allie's first anal movie. Great release, by the way, just called Allie from Hard X, directed by Mason. Her scene with Lexington Steel was pretty amazing. Anal Cuties, also from Hard X, Jodie Taylor. Anal Fanatic 6 from Elegant Angel, Gabriella Paltrova. Anal POV Style from Hard X with Adira Fox. Brazzers 10th Anniversary, Madison Ivy McBlue. I haven't seen that one. I would like to. I really like Madison Ivy. Climax from Elegant Angel with Bonnie Rotten. Evil Anal 22, did see that one. Caden Cross, Manuel Ferrara. Those of you waiting to see Caden Cross take it in the ass, Manuel gives it to her good. Hollywood, James Dean and Asa Akira. That movie is one of my favorite movies of the year, and Asa's performance is amazing. The scene was very good. Best I've seen all year? Not sure. Internal Damnation from Jules Jordan Video with Adriana Chichik. The Electrocutioner 2. Chanel Preston, Lexington Steel. There's kind of a superstar anal scene. Meet Dakota Sky with James Dean, her first anal. A lot of these are first anals, which I guess makes them sort of stand out. Rocco, Skin Diamond, and Rocco Siffredi. Rump Raiders 5, Maddie O'Reilly and Lexington Steel. Stack 2 from Hard X, Siri and McBlue. Rare anal there from Siri. Up That White Ass 4 from Elegant Angel, Jada Stevens and Prince Joshua. I remember some of these off the top of my head. The Caden Cross Manuel Ferrara from Evil Anal 2. The Lexington Steel Allie Hayes from Allie. And then the Siri McBlue from Stack 2 would be my three at the top of the list. A pretty fantastic list of scenes, though, to be perfectly honest. Okay, so from best anal sex scene, we go to best art direction. Totally different skill set, but something that I think is kind of cool and once in a while stuff really stands out. Best art direction for this year, American Hustle XXX, the XXX porn parody from Smash Pictures. Just reviewed that from Will Ryder. I really liked the art direction in that movie. The costuming is also excellent. Apocalypse X from Digital Playground, which is a really solid movie all around. Austin Powers XXX, also excellent. Barbarella, a kinky parody. Haven't seen that yet. I have it here. I'm going to watch it. Captain America XXX was good. Cinderella XXX. All these are Axel Braun movies, by the way. Was good. Game of Bones, Winter is Coming from Zero Tolerance. Okay, James Dean's Seven Sins Pride. Killers from Cobra Films. Nerdgasm from Desire. I have that one. Haven't seen it yet. Pornucopia from Wood Rocket, Zero Tolerance. The Pornographer, Wicked Pictures. Sleeping Beauty XXX, and Axel Braun parody. That one was really good, really nicely done. Tasha's Ponytails from Rain, and then Thor XXX from Axel Braun. The ones that stand out for me, Sleeping Beauty, Austin Powers, and Apocalypse X, and American Hustle. I have not seen some of the other ones yet. I'll have to watch those. But definitely some interesting titles there. Some of the parodies, but then some that are not, of course. The one that stands out for me that's not is the Apocalypse X, which we'll be talking about later. That's a Digital Playground movie. That one really is deserving of some recognition this year. Okay, we will do one more, and then I want to talk a little bit about fan voting. Also, this would be another time when whoever sponsors the show would get mentioned, their website would get mentioned. In the meantime, take a look at the links on the site, particularly hotmovies.com, adultdvdempire.com, and streammate.com for your live webcam entertainment. If you get a chance, check out the interview section of Roger Views. Also, I've done a couple of recent interviews with webcam girls, because I think that they're sort of the future of adult entertainment. Getting some interesting interviews. Got Paige Little up there, another woman named Glitch Matrix, and working on a couple other cam models. So if you know any cam models, especially StreamMate girls, let them know we're doing interviews and I'd like to interview them. The fan voting also, that's something that AVN is doing. Also XBiz does, of course. That's where fans get to vote for their favorites in different categories, including different body parts. Favorite breasts, favorite ass, favorite etc., etc. I would like to talk about some of that stuff, but I think we need to hit social media a little bit and let people know that we want to see some pictures. You know, if you want to rally our vote, as it were, you know, give us some incentive. You know, show us what we're looking at and we can talk about it. Basically, send me some pictures on Twitter or Facebook or Raj at RogerViews.com and we'll talk about you. And we will definitely get the vote out for you. So drop those to me. Pass this message on to your favorite performers, your favorite directors, companies, whatever. We will definitely use this as an opportunity to cheerlead for them. Short of that, I will allow you to make comments to see who we should talk about. I'm happy to do that. I think we should probably cover some of that. Now, last category for today. Is best BDSM movie. Now this is a category I haven't seen a lot of titles, so I'm gonna have to cop out on this one. I have seen a couple, and I have a few more to watch. All right, the nominees are Bad Habits from Anastasia Pierce. Haven't seen that one. I've seen her stuff in the past, though it's usually pretty good. Balls Destroyed, Men Are Slaves, Third World. I have that. I'm a little leery to watch it, but I will. Barbarella Kinky Parody from Kink.com. I want to see that. Bound by Desire 3, Property of Love from Smash Pictures. I saw that. Pretty good movie. Brandy Aniston is Fucked by Deviant. I have that here. Damsels in Distress, Jim Powers. I haven't seen that one yet. Device Bondage 2 from Kink. That series is pretty good, their device bondage stuff. Gord's Kinky Slave Disposal from Crowned Jewel. I believe I will definitely have to look into that one. Hogtied 3, also from Kink. Again, I think Kink is on the cutting edge of quality BDSM stuff. Masochistic Masturbation, Aiden Starr, Evil Angel. Pussy Whipped, Aiden Starr, Evil Angel. And again, I think some mainstream companies have definitely sort of crossed over into that BDSM world. I think Kink is sort of helping that happen. Shades of Scarlet, Zero Tolerance. I did see that. I need to review it. It was a good movie. I'm not sure that I even think of it as a BDSM title, but yeah, it makes sense. Submission from Deviant Metro. I just watched Domination from Deviant Metro, different category, but liked it. To the Core, Mental Beauty, Girlfriends. That's another Bonnie Rotten title. Treacherous from Severe Society. I got that from Severe Society. I like them very much. Good people. Play football pools with us. They're pretty good at picking football games. So, and really good at making movies. So I will watch that and we'll see what happens. This may be a category that I end up not voting in. I hope to watch enough of these titles to at least be nicely informed. It looks like I've seen or have about 3/4 of them. So have to find the rest and see where we go from there. That's all for today. Please, feedback is always welcome, good, bad, otherwise. I can take it. If you don't like it, let me know. I'll try and fix it. If you do like it, let me know. I'll keep trying to do it. Raj@rajreviews.com is the email. If you got my phone number, send me a text. Give me a call. Tell me what you think. Leave a comment. Follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Just let me know what you think. And again, sponsorships, drop me those lines, $5 a piece. People want to send over eye candy for us to go over, do that too. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening, and hope to hear from you tomorrow. Bye-bye.